T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back to the Cook and Joe Show. We're talking about John Gruden's resignation last night. He had no choice but to do it. Would you agree? Also talking about what should happen to Urban Meyer. Should he be next? I mean, does this make you appreciate Mike Tomlin a little more stable, a little more consistent, a little more, by all accounts, a decent human being? 412-928-9370. Let's get back to the lines, and Bert is up. Hey, Bert. Welcome to the show. Let's go for Bert.
Hi, Ron. Thanks. Yeah. My father was a football star back in the 30s and 40s, and he told me, he said, you know, there are coaches who would rather see you hurt somebody and score a touchdown than just score a touchdown. And I saw on television where, his part of his emails included criticism or a dislike of the NFL concussion policy. I'm just wondering how much that had to do with anything. And, with them trying to change the culture of violence in play, what that might mean, if anything.
Well, I mean, he's gone after Roger Goodell a lot in these emails as well, used a slur, a homophobic slur to describe Goodell. He can't be popular in the league office, and that's why I think all these emails all of a sudden were made public. And I know there's a big feeling out there that the league wanted him either fired or to resign, and he resigned. So I don't know that he'll ever coach again, though, Bert. You know, I don't think he will in at least for a long, long time.
Yeah, this surprised me. I didn't see him as this kind of guy. I mean,
but there's there's a pattern to these things, though, Bert. This wasn't just a one-time thing, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. But, I mean, as far as the violence, I never saw that in his teams. I mean, that surprised me, you know, that he felt that way. I still don't see him as that kind of guy. But, the philosophy's different, and there seems like there's a whole lot to this, kind of thing.
All right, Bert. Thanks, man. Appreciate the phone call. Let's move on to Dante. Hey, Dante, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Cook, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Yeah, hey, you had a caller that mentioned this whole thing about Gruden resigning as part of a liberal agenda. I just want to point out how ridiculous of a stupid statement that is. This has nothing at all to do with politics. Gruden said some things he shouldn't have said that were ridiculous. That's what's ridiculous. It's not a liberal agenda.
Well, I'm not certainly going to make it anything political. I mean, I was offended when I read those emails. And, I've said many times on this show, I'm the least political person in the world. I don't know what right means. I don't know what left means. I don't know what it means to be a Republican or Democrat. I'm not real proud to admit that. But that's the way I am. I'm not a very political person. But I know when I'm offended by stuff that I hear people do. And when you have a room full of black players, now you have at least one gay player, maybe more, and you're slamming those people, how do you keep your job?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, that's well said. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Charles. He's up next. Hey, Charles, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron. Great hearing from you again, man, as always. Love tuning to you guys.
Thank you.
Wanted to say, no problem, man. You guys deserve it. John Gruden, you know what? I think he did everybody a favor by stepping down yesterday. I was definitely my first reaction at first was, you know, how far they had to go back. But clearly this is something you cannot survive with in today's times unless he's willing to, you know, show some humbleness and humility. And Michael Irvin, I thought, made a great point. I was watching on First Take yesterday, too, with Stephen A. Smith, usually guest host with him. He was saying, too, when you're the one who's being, like, the accused person of saying these things, and this was at the time they were talking about Demarius Smith before he heard about any of these other emails.
Right, right.
He was saying that when you're the person that's accused, you cannot be the person that chooses to end it. He can't just walk away from this. And the thing is, too, he's 58 years old. And to be honest with you, too, by the time he even regains any trust, I think he has to show a lot more support within Black communities or races. I think he has to make public appearances, reach out, because you know what? He's got a lot of his character to rebuild and repair. And by the time once it does get all repaired, he's going to probably be somewhere in his 60s if he gets back into coaching. Does anyone these days have the drive to coach when you're that up in age? No disrespect. I'm not saying people can't do it, but I do feel like in sports, especially football, you want to have people a little bit more younger than he is, the energy. And that's my whole point on this. Thanks for having me. And
all right, Charles. I appreciate it. There's some older coaches doing okay. Bill Belichick's in his upper 60s. Pete Carroll in his upper 60s. Bruce Arians in his upper 60s, just won a world championship. Gruden's energy, and thank you for the call. Gruden's energy has never been in debate. I think the guy gets up every morning. I think he's 3:17. I remember reading that story when he was at Tampa Bay. Like, he didn't need an alarm. He would wake up every morning at 3:17 so he could be in the office early. Let's go to Mariah. Hey, Mariah, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man?
Doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. So I just wanted to touch base on, I think you're 1,000% right, you know, and how you're handling this situation on this show is great, my man. So I commend you for that. Also, you know, I'm a Black gay woman, you know, and who loves football and who's just so disappointed with Jon Gruden and how this whole thing is playing out, you know. Especially with the women thing, you know, how, I mean, women are coming into men's roles in sports very rapidly, such as refereeing, such as coaching, you know what I mean? And for me, it's also the pretending, you know, how can you pretend as a coach for that long of a tenure? How can you pretend to care about these people? You know, that shows much more of him as a person with the pretending, let alone all the negative comments that he made. Don't you agree?
I certainly, he's lived a lie, if that's what you're indicating, Mariah, because I certainly believe the same thing. And I mean, I don't know how his players are supposed to look at him the same way. I don't know how Carl Nassib, you know, who came out in the offseason is gay. You know, when he said, oh, yeah, I support him. But when you know in his heart, he doesn't. Because, again, this wasn't just a one-time thing, Mariah. This was a pattern of these things, you know?
Absolutely. And as you just can't, the fact that you can pretend, I think that's just evil to pretend to genuinely care about these players that are going out every single night risking their bodies for you and for the team. And you can just pretend to care when you really only care about yourself. I think that's just terrible and awful, man.
All right, Mariah, you have a good day. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your insight. Let's finish up this hour with Mike. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Hey, Mike.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for calling.
I was just telling your producer, this really makes that trade between the Raiders and Buccaneers a little bit more sense. Because Al Davis, if I remember, he was really a progressive type of owner. In fact, he had Art Shell, who was from I'm not sure if he was one of the first Black head coaches, but I know he's probably the first Black head coaches for the Raiders. And then when he was traded to the Buccaneers, I'm curious if anybody will bring up to Mike Tomlin today his feelings about Jon Gruden's comments.
Yeah, you know, and thank you for the call, Mike. You're breaking up on me there. That's interesting because Tomlin worked for Gruden, worked for him in Tampa Bay when they played here. The Raiders a couple weeks ago, you know, Tomlin spoke glowingly about his experiences with John Gruden. I'll bet he will be asked about that today. I will be eager to hear that response as well. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's finish up real quickly with Andrew. Hey, Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, with everything going on in the world today, I think sometimes we all, you know, like to throw stones at people. Not saying he didn't make a mistake, and you know, you said he said some pretty dumb stuff, and I think he's paying the price for that. But you know, at the end of the day, he's a human being. We're all human beings. We make mistakes. So, you know, I think he, you know, he was right by resigning. I think I honestly do think he didn't mean to hurt anybody. I think it was locker room banter. I don't know many people like Roger Goodell, so I don't think he's alone in that aspect. A lot of people think that, you know, the NFL is getting soft with, you know, everything that they're doing with the rule changes and everything. So, you know, what he said was wrong, but I think we all need to pump the brakes a little bit and, you know, just be careful not to crucify the
guy. Hey, Andrew, nobody's suggesting he be thrown in jail. I mean, there is a freedom of speech in this country, but you have to be responsible for what you say. And you can't offend as many people as he did, you know, and repeatedly, one after another. I can't say it enough, and thanks for the call, Andrew. I got a break here. I can't say it enough. If it was a one-time thing, you'd say, man, that was really, really dumb, really sad. But you know what? He'll learn from it. He apologized. But it's just one after another after another. No, I'm not crucifying him for it. I'm just saying he doesn't belong in the National Football League. And I wouldn't want him working for me, and I certainly wouldn't want to work for him. All right, we're going to talk, switch gears. We'll get back to this topic a little later. Going to talk a little bit about the game last night, the Ravens and Colts. Just spectacular game last night. What a performance by Lamar Jackson. He's been hearing criticism forever about how he's just a runner and not a passer. Man, he put a big chip out of that argument last night with his performance against the Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about that. Going to get into some hockey talk in the next hour. Bob Grove due to join me at 11:25 to talk about the Penguins opening game tonight in Tampa Bay. So we're 1 hour into the books. We still got a long, long way to go. And, of course, Mike Tomlin will be along at high noon with his weekly press briefing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.